The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
This is Dorf on Sports, and what a week it's been. First of all, I'm Jeff Rich, pinch hitting for the Dorf man. He is back in the great state of Wisconsin, taking care of obligations, doing what he's got to do. But the sports world stops for no man, including Andy Dorf. Final four time in Major League Baseball. You have the lovable losers against the Amazons, and you have two teams that no one, maybe on the Royals side, maybe the Royals belong there, but you have the Toronto Blue Jays, and what a frenzy that's been. We're going to talk to our man up in Canada here in the next half hour or so. John Poulter, our professor of sports, is going to break down what's going on with the Toronto Blue Jays and college football. Does it get any better? The Group of Five, the American Athletic Conference, Memphis upsetting Ole Miss at home. Then you have the debacle at the Big House with Michigan State and Michigan. 10 seconds left. All you got to do is get the punt off, and the game is over. But we're going to call it the hard debacle. Michigan State with 10 seconds left, 38-yard fumble return for the touchdown. They upset the Wolverines at home in the Big House, 27-23. Plenty going on in the world of college sports. Keep it close, everyone. We'll be right back to talk some NBA with David Zavak from FearTheSword.com.
There's nothing more frustrating than finding that bucket of joint compound you need has dried up between jobs. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a simple solution to prevent that problem right after this.
Severe storms and rolling blackouts can leave you and your family powerless. Take control and never feel powerless again with the Generac Automatic Backup Generator. It stands guard, ready to supply power to your home within seconds of a power outage. Generac generators start at just $1,899 and financing is available. Plus, for a limited time, when you schedule a free in-home assessment with a Generac dealer, you will receive a 5-year warranty, a $495 value, absolutely free. To learn more, call 1-800-941-5875 or visit poweryoucontrol.com.
If you've ever worked with drywall joint compound, spackle, or similar products, you know that they have a tendency to dry out between jobs. The resulting lumpy mess is practically useless, not to mention a waste of good money. So, here's a way to keep that from happening. First, use a putty knife to level the top of the material inside the container. Then add just a few drops of water on top of it. Next, cut a piece of kitchen plastic wrap to the size of the container and lay it on top of the compound or spackle before you seal up the container. The plastic wrap will catch the moisture evaporating from the joint compound and keep it from drying out, so it's ready for the next job. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Storefront Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Chef Rich filling in for the Dorf Band on this Sunday morning. And we're going to go out to the phone lines right now to one of my favorite people. He covers the Cleveland Cavaliers and really the whole National Basketball Association for FearTheSword.com, part of the SB Nation blog network. David Zavac in Ohio. David, what's going on this morning?
Hey, not too much. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. You know, I mentioned in the in your intro that you cover the Cavaliers. Messy situation with 1'9" Canadian power forward, restricted free agent Tristan Thompson. Give us the lowdown on where the Cavs are at. A little bit of background on the situation with the rebounding machine and great lateral defender in the pick and rolls.
Yeah, it's a bizarre situation. I think most people thought it would, get wrapped up pretty quickly. The agent Rich Paul and Dan Gilbert have had a good relationship dating back years. Most people, sort of credit Rich Paul for opening up the lines of communication between Dan Gilbert and LeBron James. Rich Paul is agents with both LeBron James and Tristan Thompson. It seemed like a situation where, all parties, liked each other. Regardless of what you think about Tristan Thompson as a basketball player, he's a little polarizing in terms of determining his value and what people think of him. Nobody's ever questioned his work ethic. Nobody's ever questioned, his personality in the locker room. Teammates have sort of universally praised him. So the idea that we'd be looking at a holdout, I don't know if you can exactly call it a holdout because he's not under contract right now, but, we're nine days away or so from the start of the season, and the Cavs have not been able to come to an agreement with Tristan Thompson. There's one report that the 5 years, $80 million that the Cavs had offered him was pulled off the table. Then Chris Haynes of the Cleveland Plain Dealer said, no, that $80 million offer is still on the table. It's a little surprising to me that at this point, Rich Paul and Tristan Thompson haven't taken that $80 million deal if it is indeed on the table. But if you're Tristan Thompson, maybe you're looking at the way things would be next summer when probably 25, 26 teams are going to have in excess of $30 million in cap space. It's not a good free agent class next summer. And so you say, teams don't have money to spend right now. Next summer they will. And, maybe I can get a bigger payday next year. There's a lot of sort of ifs, ands, or buts. So, I don't know. It's bizarre, and it doesn't look like it's going to get resolved anytime soon.
How do you respond to the assertion, and I've seen it from Cleveland fans that say they can win a title without him? Quite frankly, injuries aside, they were unable to get it done in the 2014-2015 season. There's no guarantee that they can win with him. The fact that, fans are going to say that they can win without him, I don't know that Kevin Love makes that much of a difference in those finals. I know that he shoots well from the perimeter and he sets up LeBron's game and Kyrie Irving's game a lot better. But without Tristan Thompson, how much do the Cavs lose? I guess the question really is, do the Cavs need Tristan, or does Tristan need the Cavs more in this situation?
You know, that's sort of the question, right? I think a huge part of you know, where Tristan's leverage comes from at this point is he looks at the Cavs roster, and you've got Kevin Love coming off of a serious shoulder injury. You've got Timo Mozgov, who had knee surgery and is saying he's not 100%. Anderson Varejao was not effective last year when he was healthy. Then he ruptured his Achilles. And then you've got Sasha Kaun, who they brought in from Russia. He's never played in the NBA before. So, you know, if you're Tristan, you kind of point to that uncertainty and say, hey, maybe you guys need me a little bit more than you think. To answer the, you know, the question straight on, you know, maybe they can win without him. I just think it's very, very difficult. I mean, you look at how good Golden State was. There's really no reason why they would take a step back. They brought the same exact team back, and they were very, very good. And in fact, they're going to be in year two with Steve Kerr. So you'd think, you know, maybe, I don't know that they can really improve too much on what they did last year, but that's simply because they were really good last year. Then maybe you look at the San Antonio Spurs. Obviously, they brought in LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, can they win without Tristan Thompson? It's possible. But, you know, when you start talking about trying to win four games in an NBA Finals, the margin of error is so small. And, you know, you might say that in the course of a seven-game series, maybe Tristan Thompson, you know, maybe he's only worth 1 or 2 points, you know, here and there, but, you know, when games are coming down to 3 and 4 points every night, you know, it doesn't take a great, you know, here's the other way I would say it. Tristan Thompson played 41 minutes per game in the NBA Finals. At that level, it can be hard for guys to play that many minutes without getting exposed. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he played amazing in the NBA Finals, it was not like the Golden State Warriors were picking on him in any way, shape, or form. They couldn't leave him because, you know, he was finishing dunks and stuff like that, and we know he's a versatile defender. So guys that can play that many minutes at that high of a level and not get exposed are valuable, and you need five of them on the court at any given time, and he's been durable. So, you know, I would say it's very, very difficult for them to win without him.
Well, David, you broke down the West, you know, a little bit. You took my next question from me. I was going to ask you about the splash that you expect Aldridge to make with the Spurs. You know, Golden State got very lucky. I mean, not to take anything away from them, they are the defending champions. How does the rest of the West look to you with Houston? You know, kind of going down to the wire in the conference finals. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder seems to be that team out west that everybody's forgotten about. I mean, is there another contender outside of Golden State and the San Antonio Spurs?
Yeah, yes, I think so. You mentioned them, but they don't get a lot of love, and I sort of understand, but I think the Houston Rockets are really, really, really good. If they ended up winning more games than a team out west during the regular season, it wouldn't surprise me at all. You want to talk about depth, they go 11 or 12 deep. They got a lot of guys. I mean, Donatas Mateunas, you know, everyday listeners may not know who he is. He's probably their 10th or 11th best player. I don't know how much, you know, he'd be playing 30 minutes a game on almost every other team. Terrence Jones, you know, they just have a lot of solid players to go along with James Harden, who had a solid MVP case last year. They brought in Ty Lawson, who, you know, has some mental issues, has had some substance abuse problems, but if his head's on straight, he's a great point guard. And that was, you know, probably their biggest problem. And, you know, people want to write off Dwight Howard, but when he is healthy, he's still a presence. And, you know, he said last year he was basically playing on a torn meniscus. He, you know, theoretically got that taken care of. So I think Houston's really good.
Hey, David, in about 30 seconds, you know, the Cavs are obviously going to be the favorites in the East. Any other teams intimidate you as far as upsetting LeBron on the way to the into his, sixth straight NBA final?
No.
I mean, I would count out Atlanta. I would count out Chicago. I have a little more fear in the Washington Wizards and the Milwaukee Bucks. Hey, David, real quick, tell everybody where they could find you.
Yeah, just fearthesword.com. You can follow us at fearthesword or at David Zavac, Z-A-V-A-C. Thank you very much.
Hey, David, thank you for joining us. That was the end. That was the NBA in about 11 minutes with David Zavac from fearthesword.com. When we come back, plenty going on in Major League Baseball. We're going to go up to Canada to talk to our professor of sports about his Toronto Blue Jays and the rest of the LCS. Just keep it close, everyone.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off! It's a beautiful day for a ball game! For a ball game!
And welcome back, everyone. This is Dorfod Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Jeff Ridge filling in for the Dorf Man this morning. We got plenty to talk about in Major League Baseball, so let's not waste any more time and bring in our professor of sports from up in the great white north of Canada, John Poulter. John Poulter, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, Jeff. A little bit of a dead day after that disastrous game in Kansas City last night. been an odd week for the Blue Jays and the fans. A week ago on this show, we had a conversation about the Jays being in deep trouble, being down 0-2, going to Texas for games 3 and 4 in the division series, hoping to win two and bring it back to Toronto. Then we had the highs of the game on Wednesday with the comeback win. We had the downer with the disgraceful crowd showing in that same game. Then we had the thrill of going to the ALCS. Then in the seventh inning yesterday, we thought we were, I wouldn't say home free, but we certainly thought we were in control, up 3-0 with David Price dealing. And the next thing you know, the Royals come back with 5 runs in the bottom of the seventh, and here we are in another 0-2 hole against a better team. But at least this time we're coming home for 3 games as opposed to going on the road, and it's a 7-game series rather than a 5. But I think we'd all like to have seen them come home 1-1 for obvious reasons.
Well, let's rewind it back to, was it, I believe it was Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, when, for Game 5 of the Division Series against the Texas Rangers. I know you wrote about it for morethanafan.net. Break it down for our listeners a little bit, how crazy the top and the bottom of the seventh inning were at the Rogers Center the other day.
Well, the game was Wednesday, and as you mentioned, it was Game 5, winner take all. Texas got out to a deserved 2-0 lead early in the game, playing what Texas usually plays. That's small ball. They were good value for their 2-0 lead. Then the Blue Jays got back into it to make it 2-1, and then Encarnacion hit a monster shot in the bottom of the sixth to tie the game at 2. And then we had probably what was, in my mind, probably the most bizarre inning of baseball I have ever seen. And over the years, I guess I've seen probably close to 50,000 innings in terms of baseball games, and I certainly have never seen anything like it. Excuse me. We started off the top of the seventh with Russell Martin hitting Shin-Soo Choo's bat on a throwback to the pitcher, which allowed the runner Odor to come in from third. Then we had all kinds of discussions and arguments about what the actual rule was. At the end of the day, the rule was correctly made that the ball was live when it hit the bat, and therefore the run scored. Martin was given an error. Texas ended up with a 3-2 lead. Then we got to the bottom of the seventh, and then that just the crowd just went absolutely wild. It was very embarrassing as a baseball fan, a Torontonian, and a Blue Jays fan to sit and watch the way that the fans behaved. And, you know, I got to say that it's a very small portion of the baseball fans that behaved in that way. Unfortunately, what it did was it gave the Blue Jays and the city and the baseball fans in this city a very bad reputation now with the U.S. We don't get an awful lot of U.S. exposure here because of the market, and now I'm sure that a lot of the people in the 50 states are sitting there thinking that we're just nothing but a bunch of hooligans, and it's far from it. It's just one game. Very embarrassing situation, and I hope that American fans don't think that's the way that we behave. But, you know, from a baseball standpoint, it worked out really well. The Jays got the first 3 runners on errors. Texas should have been out of the inning 3 up and 3 down. Instead, they had the bases loaded with nobody out. Blue Jays came back and ended up winning the game. So a very eventful week for baseball in Toronto, and certainly for us Blue Jay fans.
John, you know I feel your pain on that getting that bum reputation for a few hooligans. I'm sure you're familiar with Then Set Beer Night in Cleveland. And then you've got an incident with the Cleveland Browns back about 10, 12 years ago that they referred to as Bottlegate, after the Browns fans believed that they got jobbed on a bad call and they started throwing bottles on the field. The officials had to duck and cover to run off the field to avoid being pounced by beer bottles. So it happens. It's not, what's bad for the goose is bad for the gander, I suppose. So let's look at the other side of that series. The Kansas City Royals, they had a tougher time than previously believed with the Houston Astros. How did Kansas City basically survive that series? They had another crazy inning in their own right in the bottom of the eighth in Game 4 to get a Game 5.
Well, I thought going into the series that Kansas City was the better team, and I think everybody probably thought that simply from the standpoint that they did have the best record in the league during the year. They were the number one seed. The Astros were the wild card. They had started out the season very well, led the division for much of the year, and basically ended up sneaking into the playoffs or earning a playoff spot in the very last game of the season. So I suspect if we'd sat down and talked to 1,000 baseball fans, excluding Houston natives and excluding Kansas City natives, we probably would have found that 900 of those people thought that Kansas City would win that series fairly easily. Houston put up a very good fight, and in Game 4 they were up by, I believe it was four runs.
It was 6-2.
And the seventh or the eighth inning. And then Kansas City mounted a comeback, and Houston kind of fell apart in that inning much the same way that Texas fell apart in the seventh inning against the Blue Jays, and much the same way that the Blue Jays fell apart against Kansas City in the seventh inning on Saturday. And Kansas City showed what they were made of, typical Kansas City game, scratch a run out here, scratch a run out there, the next thing you know they've got the lead, and then you go to that pretty good bullpen that they have. And it shortens the game tremendously, and I think they got the momentum going, and then when they got home for Game 5, once again, Houston came out of the gate, and we're up 2-0, but Kansas City just kept chipping away at it, and the next thing you know, great performance by Cueto, and they won the game fairly easily, and you know, deservedly so in the American League Championship Series. So Kansas City, I don't want to call them a team of destiny, because we still have a long ways to go, but I've seen two comebacks from them now, and I'm beginning to wonder if that's just the type of team that they are. And as we've talked about many times on this program over the last two or three years, in my opinion, Kansas City is probably, in Major League Baseball, is probably the team that is best built for the park that it plays in. They're not a power team. They're a speed, defense, and pitching team. Blue Jays are very much a home run team. And I think that really hurt the Blue Jays in the two games in Kansas City. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when we switch venues and come to the Rogers Center here in Toronto for two, hopefully three games.
Well, you know, I'm not into telling people what they want to hear. I'm into speaking my mind on this program. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, John. I had Kansas City in five going into this series. That's not to underscore the frenzied crowd that you know, that they're going to, that the Royals are going to face in Toronto. Marcus Stroman on the hill. You know, obviously, there's only been one series that, you know, and it's very well documented in Major League Baseball history where a team has come back from a 3-0 deficit to win a seven-game series. So, you know, maybe just kind of add on the importance of Marcus Stroman in this start in Game 3 at Rogers Center.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on him. I think yesterday is going to go down as a key one way or the other in this series. It's either going to force the Blue Jays to pull up their socks and get back to playing the type of baseball that they can, or it's going to kill them emotionally. I think it might have done more damage emotionally on them than perhaps the result of the game did, because they had their ace going clearly with a seven-game series. Without home field advantage, you have to win at least one game in the other team's park. Yesterday appeared to be their opportunity to do that. They had Price throwing. I mean, let's face it, the guy was dealing. He gave up a leadoff single on the first pitch of the game. He then retired 18 in a row, and at the end of six innings, he'd thrown 66 pitches, 49 of them for strikes. I mean, he was just dominant. Then he got that ball that really should have been a fly ball, and, you know, Goins and Bautista, two excellent defensive players at second base and right field, respectively. Either one of them could have had that ball. Who called who off, or whether there was somebody else hollering and screaming, you know, we don't know, we weren't there. If that ball's caught, it certainly makes the inning start out differently. Whether it ends differently, of course, we will never know, but I got to think that the Blue Jays' chance was yesterday to get back in that game, and in that series, rather. And we all know if you come home 1-1, it's a whole lot different pressure-wise for the team and the pitcher in Game 3 than if you come back down 0-2, especially after a terrible loss like that emotionally.
All right. We only got about a minute left in the segment here, so I do want to ask you about the National League. Matt Harvey comes out and, in my opinion, throws a bit of a gem in Game 1 at Citi Field. The Cubs live by the long ball, but they also die by the long ball. Not much offense but from the Cubs off of Matt Harvey and Jirsa Familia. You know, they have to, you figure they have to come back to Wrigley Field for Game 3 at least with a split. If they go down 0-2, you know, they pretty much have to win three games at Wrigley and then go back to Citi Field and win either Game 6 or 7, which I don't think that they're capable of doing. So what's the key for the Cubs in Game 2?
key for the Cubs in Game 2 is the same as the Blue Jays had yesterday in Game 1. Arrieta's going for the Cubs tonight, so the Cubs have their ace going in Game 2. Their chance to win the one game on the road they need to win. I have to think that's going to be a close series, but if the Cubs are going to win, I think tonight is the only way back into it for them. I don't think they want to go home 0-2 any more than the Blue Jays do.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. Catch his work at morethanafan.net. As for us, we're going to do some college football on the other side. Thanks for listening. This is Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store. Or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer. Automatically. So you can listen when and where you want. As many times as you want. On your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
All righty, welcome back to Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. I am Jeff Rich, in for the Dorf Band today. What a day in college football. You know, what a weekend in general. We saw Stanford kind of continue to bounce back from their opening loss at Northwestern. They drill UCLA on Thursday night. Utah continues to try to raise their hand and say, hey, look at us, we're contenders, but they play at 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast, so nobody's paying attention. But Our next guest pays plenty of attention to what's going on in the world of college football, the world of the college sports, and the world of sports in general. It's no other than Seth Marenbloom from CampusPressBox.com. How you feeling this morning, Seth?
I'm feeling pretty good, other than being a little chilly on this fall Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. You know, when you say chilly, I'm thinking, you know, 68, 65, you know, maybe a dip down into the 50s. Now you're in Kansas City. I'm guessing you're not getting the same tropic weather that I'm getting here.
No, I don't have the tropic chill. I have a legit chill.
Well, speaking of a legit chill, what's it like to – I'm sure you watch. What's it like to watch a 9-6 college football game, even if it is in the SEC?
Okay, that was just brutal.
I'm talking about the Georgia Bulldogs 9-6 between the hedges. Texas, Missouri Titans.
That game, it didn't necessarily surprise me, given how just utterly anemic Missouri's offense is right now. And, you know, Georgia, you know, only getting 9 points. It did surprise me a little bit because I thought they'd get around 20 points, you know, but Missouri's defense is definitely for real. For all of the issues that the Tigers have on the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball for them is just a completely different story.
And give it up for Gary Pinkel for reloading on that defense. You know, over the last 2 years, he's lost Michael Sam, Marcus Golden, Shane Ray, and they just, you know, it's just next man up. I know that's kind of the theme at Oregon, but you know, give it up for that. Let's move on. Let's talk about some big games. I got to tell you, I woke up on Saturday morning a little disappointed that my ABC affiliate chose.
I am talking to Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box. I want to get into that Memphis-Ole Miss game, 9:30 a.m. or 9 o'clock a.m. kickoff here on the West Coast. Well worth waking up for. What did you see in that Memphis game, and is Memphis the front runner in the group of five with 37-27 victory over the Ole Miss Rebels?
I think they absolutely have to be the front runner. And I mean, what Fuente has done at Memphis is just, you know, a more than solid job. I want to say remarkable, but that word, you know, kind of becomes a cliche, I think. I mean, he's turned that program around, and the win against Ole Miss yesterday, while it's a potential game changer for that Memphis program, I think more than anything for Fuente, it's a game changer for him personally, because with these jobs that are currently opened up, his stock just went through the roof.
Hey, let's keep it in the American Athletic Conference. They have three undefeated teams, Temple, Houston, and, of course, the Memphis Tigers. Tom Herman leaves Ohio State as their offensive coordinator after that magnificent run with Cardale Jones in the national championship. Takes over a Houston program that, quite frankly, needed a change. Is there definitely something to be said for the departure of Tom Herman at Ohio State? And they're, you never want to say the number one team's struggling, especially when you look at the scoreboard at the end of the day. But Urban Meyer hasn't quite backfilled the way that that offense was clicking at the end of the 2014 season.
I'm a bit 50-50 with that, because I think for any other program, if a Tom Herman type of assistant coach would leave the program, and then you'd see some of the difficulties that former team was having on the offensive side of the ball, I think that would be a reasonable response. But they're Ohio State. They have talent, obviously up and down the roster. And even if Tom Herman is there, I think the decision of who to play at quarterback and how to manage that situation throughout the year, I think that still ultimately, that decision still ultimately, falls on Urban Meyer to have final sign-off on. So even if Tom Herman were still at Ohio State, I think that quarterback situation still looks the way that it does.
All right, let's keep it in the Big Ten. Big matchup in the Big Ten Eastern Division. Michigan State visits Michigan. They come away victorious. 27-23 was the final score. Did anything of note happen in that game, Seth?
what a way to end a game. Michigan, they've arguably been the story of the year with what Harbaugh has done with them and the buy-in that he's had, from that team. And I've been as high on them the past couple of weeks as maybe anybody. And I've been pretty low on Michigan State and, what they really haven't shown me up until this point. Michigan, they're in position to win that game. I think they're like 10 seconds left to go or so in that game. The punter botches the play, and Michigan State defender, I think like Wyatt Jackson, I believe his name is, waltzes into the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. And I think this is a type of game where maybe Michigan State is in the middle of a magical type of year if they find a way to win that game with 10 seconds left on the clock. They kind of fall into that category of, well, Michigan State's playing this weekend, I don't need to watch them, I know how this is going to end.
And I got to give it to we're talking to Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box. I got to give it to Michigan. They outplayed Michigan State for 59 minutes and 50 seconds of that game. Just the perfect storm. I mean, if O'Neal, the Michigan punter, falls on that ball, it's a long, long field goal, and Michigan State special teams are awful. If he doesn't throw it to the fastest player on the Michigan State roster, at the very worst, they deny the touchdown and make Michigan State's dreadful kicking team try to attempt the field goal there at the end. So kudos to Jalen Wyatt Jackson for being Johnny on the spot there, and way to go, Michigan State. Wasn't quite as miraculous. There was about 11 minutes left in the game down at Tiger Stadium. LSU at night, always a tough opponent. Triod Harris with a week to prepare after the Will Greer suspension. Florida's starting quarterback for PEDs. He's suspended a full year. Treon Harris, who has experience, comes in and he gets outplayed by the other Harris, but Florida hangs around with them to go 28-28. LSU give it up for the Mad Hatter, and pulls the fake field goal with about 11 minutes left and scores a touchdown with a pretty speedy kicker there.
Yeah, miles is miles, really. I think I saw a statistic this morning that was saying these less miles LSU coach teams, they average like two special teams touchdowns a year. And it seems like one of those special teams touchdowns always seems to be one of those trick field goals like that. A guy like Frank Beamer gets you know, all the credit in the world and all the lore in the world of, you know, being the special teams guru. And, you know, you look at Miles and his track record at LSU, and, you know, he's right up there, but doesn't, you know, necessarily, you know, get the credit for it. But, you know, as far as Florida goes, you know, I said this last week when Greer was ultimately suspended for the year, and that was, I didn't think it really mattered who was playing quarterback for Florida, because, you know, they have that defense that they have. And I compared them to the Missouri teams from the past 2 years that, you know, they had manageable offenses with Matty Mock, but, you know, Mock, as everybody knows, you know, certainly had his issues, but, you know, had the benefit of the defense. So I still thought, even without Greer, that Florida would be in the driver's seat for the East. But, you know, you go to LSU, I don't care who you are, you're going to have your hands full, especially when you have Leonard Fournette running against you.
Oh, yeah. Leonard Fournette, you know, Derrick Henry there at Alabama, you know, some running game, you know, we're in spread offenses and passing, you know, the football is a passing game now. The NFL is a passing league. Whatever. You know, when you see these guys like Ezekiel Elliott, who's not a Heisman candidate, but you look at Leonard Fournette and Derrick Henry, you know, they could take over games, and that certainly helps even the greatest coaches in the world like Nick Saban and less the Mad Hatter Miles. Hey, let's move it over to the Big 12. I know that Dorf likes to give you a hard time about calling Baylor fraudulent early in the season, but when you watch a team like Baylor go, you know, go tit for tat with West Virginia, and to that effect, TCU, you know, for at least a quarter and a half with Iowa State, do you take anything away from them when you look at the final score, you know, 62-38 in the case of Baylor?
I watched a decent portion of that game, and you know, I'm still not impressed with them. You know, they're doing what they have to do to win games. So, you know, that's certainly commendable. They're taking care of their business. But I still think when they go up against a team that, one, either has really strong safety play, or two, just has a really solid defense all the way around, that they send a real chance of losing that game. You know, and I'll go back to last year, I think, when they played Michigan State in the Cotton Bowl. I think everybody thought Michigan State was going to get run up and down the field, but they had a legitimate defense, and they could kind of punch Baylor in the mouth a little bit.
Hey, we got about a minute left, Seth. Can you give us a game that everybody needs to watch next weekend on the college football landscape?
I don't necessarily know if I'd say there's one game, but I think some teams in general to really pay attention to moving forward based on how things are shaking out. I think we have to really pay attention to Stanford. They seem to be peaking at the right time. Notre Dame is really taking care of business, and they put USC, their fans, out of their misery yesterday, I think. And another team that I think doesn't get the publicity that they probably deserve is Clemson.
Hey, Clemson, that ACC, you know, it was everybody but Clemson. You know, everybody wants to take it away. Everybody wants to make Clemson into a verb, but they keep on winning football games, and they're, you know, defeating the stereotype that they're supposed to be. Georgia Tech, not very good. I don't think Florida State's very good based on their big win over Louisville on Saturday. That was college football. That was Seth Marenbloom from CampusPressBox.com. You can follow him on Twitter at SMarenbloom. As for us, you know, one more segment left. We're going to put a ribbon on this whole thing. Keep it close, everyone. This is Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to this Storefront Sports Show on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Remember that we're live every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific. And if you miss us, you can catch us again on Monday morning at 9 a.m. on sportsbyline.com. What a first hour we had. We had Seth Merritt-Bloom from the Cap Express Box to wrap up college football yesterday. We had John Poulter, our professor of sports, to talk about the league championship series. We're down to our final four in Major League Baseball. And I'd like to thank David Zavak for joining us from fearthesword.com to break down the Tristan Thompson situation with the Cavaliers and a little bit of a look at the NBA, which starts in 9 days. Before we get out of here this hour, I do want to put out a heartfelt exclamation of glee over Lamar Odom waking up. He was unconscious. He was basically ready to die in front of the entire country, and he pulled through. And just because you don't think about Lamar Odom every day, it's okay to care about your fellow man as he lie with his children, his father. And his ex-wife's pretty popular too, but that's not the story there. It's not the story of an NBA player. It's not the story of reality TV. It's a story of a man pulling through. So best to Lamar Odom. Hey, stay tuned. Next hour, Fred Wallen will join me, and I'm sure that he'll have plenty to say. This has been Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.